Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Getting our nose right in there and having a good sniff around. The Monday Scrum.
And welcome to the Monday Scrum. Emma Lawrence couldn't make it today, so it's Maroon filling in and joining me, one of the country's premier rugby league writers, personal friend of ours, Brent Reid.
Oh, hey.
How are you, mate?
Talking about me, are you? Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to clarify.
And also a current NRL player, all-around good guy, and as we love to call him when he's playing, Triple M's own Aaron Woods.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic.
What about that voice? Sultry.
Yeah, it's very
sultry.
Just happened to go to Canberra for the weekend.
Yeah. So what I heard was that they went to Canberra, came back to Wollongong via Fig Tree Hotel karaoke, and you've done a few Barnsley numbers, have you?
Yeah, there's a couple.
What is your what's your song, Woodsy? Your karaoke song?
Flame Trees.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Nah, actually, I like, Screaming Jets.
Right.
Screaming Jets.
Okay.
Better.
Nice.
Yeah. You really have got a little bit of an issue going
on. I know, something.
Allergy. Frog in the throat.
Back in the golden days of radio in the 80s and 90s, we would have said, somebody would have said, listen, tell him not to come in. For God's sake, we can't have that voice going over the FM airways.
I've just got to carry Reedy, but that's a problem.
As always. Mm. Yeah, as always.
Now, let's start with you, Woodsy, because this bloke, Shuey Vasashek, this guy at the Warriors games doing the Shueys. How much does he look like you?
Doppelganger. He's your doppelganger.
He's honestly a doppelganger. His name's Callie Gibbons.
Yep.
So he reached out to me on Instagram, and I had a really good conversation with him. Yeah. And we were just talking about everything, and then I said, when I go to New Zealand, I'll shout you a feed and a couple of beers. And then, the week later, he got barred for life.
Yeah.
From Mount Smart
Stadium.
Didn't
last long, the bar for life, did
they? No, it didn't last long.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. Like, he's a fan getting right around it, and I reckon it's awesome.
I love it. They just crossed to him. There he is, right in front of the coach.
Right in front of Stacey, who loves a beer, too.
Yeah. He cheated a bit, though, didn't he? Yeah, a couple of times.
I said that to him. Yeah, it was shocking.
Yeah. Does Stacey like a beer, does he?
Oh, yes.
Does he really?
Yeah. Stacey? Well, look at him. I mean, with respect to Stacey, he's only grown out, hasn't he, since he retired? He hasn't got any taller.
Harsh.
Come on,
it's not fat
shaming. He's one of the greats.
Well, he is. I'm just saying he's been in a good paddock. I'm not saying anything bad about him.
That was a bit rough when they banned him, though. The Frog marched him out and then banned him.
Honestly,
that was a bit over the top,
they could have just said, stop sculling the beers.
Yeah.
Or do it once.
Yeah. But you're allowed to scull a beer at a footy game, aren't you, surely?
I think we have RSA here in Australia.
Responsible Service of Alcohol.
That's it. I'm not sure if they got it in New Zealand.
Okay.
Oh, just great for the game, I thought he was. Yeah. He looked like...
Especially when they haven't had a game for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, can I ask a question? Before people started talking about him looking like you, do you know if people prior to that had said to him, you look like Aaron Woods? Or was it only when he started appearing on television and people went, he looks like Aaron Woods?
No, I think he actually sent me a photo. He wears a T-shirt that says, I'm the real Aaron Woods.
Oh, wow.
Does he really?
Yeah, we'll give it to Charlie to put up on the
You
socials.
Should get one of those shirts.
You
could wear the real Aaron Woods.
Well, I heard that Woodsy was at the casino over there in Auckland, and somebody said, hey, mate, are you Shuey Vasashek? Huh? But anyway, look, he does look like you, and the ban has been lifted, so look for Shuey Vasashek back at the Warriors home games. Something to look forward to if you're a fan of the Warriors.
Inspiring. Comeback story, really. Rugby league thrives on those sort of comeback. The story's a redemption.
Mm. Yeah, well, he's like the off-field Alex Johnson. The fans saved him. They said, we're having him back.
So this week, does he scull more or just taper off? Does he embrace the, I'm the Shuey Vasashek?
The comeback scull, yeah.
I heard he's been getting offers to sort of travel with the team, and when they play in Canberra, he does the Viking horn.
It's a bit like the Mad Butcher. He used to travel with the team, didn't he, the Mad Butcher?
He could sit in front of Sticky's box or in front of Sticky's lounge room.
Yeah.
Yes.
If he's allowed back in
the
games.
Sideline.
Oh, he's back in the games now.
To sit him on the sideline.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or could they do a thing where now we've got the Mad Butcher and Shuey Vasashek, they travel together. The Mad Butcher provide the lamb grillers and the beers. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's
a great idea.
It is, isn't it?
You're on fire, Maroon.
I think I'll go now. who
needs Emma?
Exactly. Who?
We do.
Yeah, she does carry us. Yeah.
Where do you want to start here, boys? Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann have been shuffled out of a toilet in a pub in Newcastle, and I noticed that your and Michael Carayannis's article says when they were shuffled out of the toilet, they were fully clothed. Well, we weren't expecting that they weren't going to be fully clothed.
No, you normally wear clothes in the pub.
Well, you do, yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, it's a pretty strange old story, right? Because the video started going around over the weekend. Someone's obviously taken a video of it, which happens in modern society, right? And the two boys could be seen leaving the toilet cubicle. A security guard outside the cubicle is a bit taken aback by who was there, yeah. Kalyn Ponga. And basically it's come out, the story is that Kalyn bought a house on Saturday and he got, you know, they were pretty pumped about it, pretty excited. Went out, they had some drinks. He drank too much, was sick in the toilet, and Kurt went in there to look after him, make sure he was okay.
Well, I mean, that makes sense to me.
So when was that?
I think it was Saturday night, I believe, yeah.
And they played Saturday night?
They played Saturday night, yeah.
Mm. Yep.
So... yeah.
Well,
that's a question, whether they're watching the game, whether they went out afterwards. That's an issue, I would think, for the club. Mm. I mean, it's an issue for the club as well because Kalyn at the moment is not playing because he's had a series of head knocks. Now, he's in full training. He just doesn't do the contact work. So I think there's a bit of a grey area as to whether he's allowed to drink alcohol while it's going on. But Kurt Mann has actually been out with soft tissue injuries. And when you've got a soft tissue injury, you're not supposed to drink. So there's an issue there for Kurt Mann, definitely.
The funny thing for me on this one is that remember last week the stink they kicked up about Clemmer swearing at the trainer?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do this week about these two players getting caught out here on the beers when they should be at home?
We don't know if Kalyn should have been at home though, would he? There's a question.
But if
mark
you're not playing for the rest of the year and you're out with a head injury, what's the worst thing
for
you? Well,
probably the responsible thing is to not be on the turf.
Well, we went through it with Wade Graham the other year at Cronulla Sharks. Drinking is the worst thing for it.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's something for the club at Newcastle to... this will be a real good one to see how they handle this.
Well, they are looking at it. I mean, the club's looking at it, and I would have thought there'd be some repercussions of it from it.
Well, Clemmer got stood down for swearing.
That's nonsense, isn't it?
That's a joke.
It's nonsense.
So how are they going to handle this situation? That's the big one. And that's Peter Parr. He's in the job now.
Parry's in the job. Yeah, Parry's been a bit... he's had some other things on his plate because he was good mates with Paul Green, so yeah. Parry's been a bit...
well, then Danny Badiou's got to step up to the plate.
Danny or Steve Phil Gardner or maybe Adam will make the call on it because... yep. Kalyn's co-captain of the club, I think, with Jaden Brayley. There's an issue now. I think Buzz has come out and said he should lose the captaincy.
If he hasn't done nothing wrong, he shouldn't. But if they've done something wrong, that's when we look into it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they are looking into it. So there'll be some repercussions of it. And hopefully they can resolve it quickly because we saw what happened last week when the Clemmer thing just dragged on and on for days.
And that was just such a...
and it was just
it was a nothing.
It turned into a schmozzle. So, I think we'll get something pretty quickly from the Knights on their position on it.
Okay. The other one, of course, guys. Well, I didn't know where this one was heading in the end. I started to think, Reedy, I don't know about you, that maybe Cameron Seraldo was going to be at the Doggies in 2024. But Cameron will be there next year as head coach for 5 years on somewhere around $800,000 a year. And, I mean, I love Cameron. Don't get me wrong, and I love the Bulldogs. I'd love to see it all work out. But there's a lot of trust going in or a lot of some risk, I think, more so for the Doggies than there is for Cameron, obviously.
But there's a risk whoever you appoint, Maroon, isn't there? And no one's a certainty in life. I mean, the Tigers thought Madge was a certainty and we saw how they struggled. And, I don't think there's any certainty. But he is as close as you can get, I would think, to a guy who's, we've seen what's happened with Craig Fitzgibbon. Who did the same thing, waited, got his opportunity, and the Sharks look unbelievable. Well, I think that's the view of Canterbury with Cameron Seraldo. He's taken his time. He's had some other opportunities. He's knocked them back, and he's going to go to this club. And from all reports, he's a really, really good footy coach.
Mm.
Obviously, there's a lot more goes into it when you're the head coach, and that's the bit we don't know.
So Trent Barrow's a really good footy coach too, and they signed. Mm. How long did they sign him for? 3 years?
Three, I think.
Yeah. They reckon 5 years is a long time.
It is a long time, but the issue is the West Tigers offered him 5 years, right?
Yeah, but they're not the West Tigers. They're a different organisation. Yeah,
he'd probably sort of leverage that to Canterbury. Yeah. And clubs always got clubs have always got an out clause in there.
Yeah, but they're still going
to
pay money.
They would have to pay him out a fair whack.
With Brisbane Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a risk, but it's a long time to give him. I acknowledge that. But he would seem, everyone says he was going to be a really good head coach.
But everyone said that about, Michael Maguire when he went to West Tigers as a strict coach. He's going to turn the joint around.
No, it's a risk. It's obviously a risk, but it's a pretty calculated gamble. He's got Gus Gould there to help him out. They've got some good players coming next year for the Army Kickout. Reed Marnie.
Reed Marnie, yeah.
So they've got some good players coming next year. They had some good results at the end of the year. So that squad's...
do you reckon that's a big, Gus, get that in you, Penrith? I've got him now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably a little bit. Yeah, I mean, Gus would love it. And he didn't Gus just play everyone off a break?
Yeah, I think
I'm not talking to anyone. We're not too, we haven't approached anyone.
Well, the other
anyone.
Thing as well is what's pretty funny is Serrato hasn't even spoke about it. He just said he's not going to talk about it at the end of the year. Well, mate, you've signed on.
It's a bit like Andrew Webster, though. He did the same thing at the Warriors, Woodsy. He said, I'm not going to talk about it till the end of the year as well.
Mm.
He's obviously at Penrith as well, Andrew Webster. So, you know, I think those guys think it's a bit disrespectful to their current club to go and talk about.
That's fair. Fitzgibbons did the same thing last year as well.
Yeah, Fitzy did the same thing. So, no, I don't mind that.
Is there a chance here to chat quickly about Reedy and Woodsy? Where that does that leave? Obviously, Penrith have are now providing
a lot of players.
Players and coaches to the rest of the NRL community.
Mm.
So what are Penrith going to do with their assistant coaches next year?
Well, they've got Peter Wallace there, so I think he's going to step up. He's going to become an assistant coach. And there's some other guys in the system who can, I think they're going to look internally before they look externally.
So with Kevin Serrato coming now, does that change the negotiations with where Matt Burton's at with Canterbury?
Well, I think they're pretty confident he'll stay now because obviously he's pretty close to him from Penrith and he's got that option at the end of – so he's got a player option for 2024.
Is that the one that he knocked back that he said he wants to go to open market?
So he wanted to go to open market on November 1. So, I mean, you know, the club's been talking to him and I obviously there's a view that he needs to be paid more next year.
Which, fair enough, he's an Origin player.
So I wouldn't say it's simply a matter of Cameron Serrato coming there will ensure he'll stay. I think the club's going to have to address his deal and upgrade his deal as well. Because if they just dig their heels in and say, we're not going to change the deal, but Cameron Cirillo's coming, I'm not sure that'd be enough, would he?
Yep.
I know, I think his management realised that he's worth more than they're going to pay him next year. Mm. And they've got that option there. So with that option being there, I think... you know, again, it's for 2024. He's contracted for next year. So I think they'll look to give him some more money potentially next year and the year after to keep him.
Yeah, well, I think it's a really good move by Canterbury. You know, the players they've got coming in and, you know, I think he, from what I've spoke to the players that have played underneath him at Penrith, they can't speak any highly enough of him.
How far off you reckon they are a top eight team? Stick Kikau and Marnie in that team next year.
I think they're right up there.
Yeah.
Right up there. And then, you know, if you can, other players do come off season, whatever, they're really building. They've got a really good forward pack.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I had a little bit of question marks over Jerry Marshall King, but I thought he's had a really good year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just what Adokar's done to the club with the energy and, you know, the spirit he's brought along. So I think they're in for a really good future. The next couple of years, I think they could be really pushing.
What about moving forward here, boys? You talk about the spine. Marnie's going there. Burton's there. Averillo's playing good at fullback. What about Kyle Flanagan? Where is Kyle Flanagan in the big puzzle?
Well, I think if they had their way, the best case scenario for them is someone comes in and takes Kyle off them at the end of the year.
So he's there for another year?
He's there for another year.
Okay, yep.
And I think, you know, there's been whispers again lately that Gus is, would be happy if, you know, someone came in and gave him another opportunity. I think he's played pretty good footy, to be fair to Kyle.
Mm.
I think he's done really well for them. So
I reckon it's the best footy he's played in years, since Barrett's left and they've started to play some free-flowing footy off the cuff. He's been really, really good.
I don't think they'd be, you know, they'd be filthy if he stayed, but I think he's on such big, good money there. I think they'd be open to him leaving if someone came in with an offer to take him off their hands.
Okay, this is the Monday Scrum. Okay, Reedy's mail. It's been a big day in rugby league, a big weekend in rugby league. Where are we going to with the mail,
well,
Reedy?
Well, we were just talking about Serrato and Penrith and leaving Penrith. And if you remember when Wayne left the South to go to the Dolphins, he had time. South made a rule that Wayne couldn't poach any of their players. I think it was for a 6-month period. And when players have left previously, I think when Trent Barrett left Penrith, they said, hey, you're not to talk to any of our players, not take any of our players. So I rang the Panthers today. I spoke to Brian Fletcher, the CEO, about Cameron Serrato and whether they would put any rules around Cameron approaching or talking to their players. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We trust him. He's a genuine guy. He's been here a long time. We don't think he'd do the wrong thing by us. And now if you look at who they've got coming off contract or who are available to sign elsewhere on November 1, Steve Crichton, Spencer Lenu, Liam Martin, Woodsy's man Scotty Sorensen, Charlie Staines, Brian Toto. So that's six players.
Wow, that's some good and really good Origin players.
Who on November 1 can sign elsewhere. Steve Crichton's the only rusting one for me because when Cameron was talking to some other clubs, there was a bit of talk that Steve Crichton, I'm not saying would come with him, but that Steve Crichton would be one bloke who would be tempted to follow Cameron Serrato. Steve Crichton would love to play fullback. Canterbury need a fullback. He can't play fullback at Penrith because he's got Dylan Edwards there. He is the one guy, I reckon, who now, I would not surprise me at all if we see Steve Crichton at Canterbury in 2024.
What about the salary cap, mate? They've got a salary cap.
But they've got in 2024, they have so much salary cap room, it's not funny.
Well, do they?
I think they've only got about half a dozen players on contract for 2024. They've got an amazing amount of room.
So you reckon he wouldn't go next year, he'd probably go the year after?
I think he'd go the year after. Okay. And I know Penrith at the moment are working really hard to keep Steve Crichton and Brian Toto and Liam Martin, particularly those guys. And they're hopeful they'll stay. They're confident they'll stay. But now that Cameron's been announced to the Dogs,
do you think as well maybe they go Charlie Staines? He might be a little bit less on the cap?
Well, potentially. But there's a few clubs looking at Charlie Staines. Yep. He's had permission for a while now to move this year.
Because so wasn't there rumours that Crichton was close to going to Redcliffe at one stage?
Redcliffe were interested in him. Yeah. Yeah. They've got, obviously, their eyes on Cam Munster and not Cam Munster, Latrell Mitchell at the moment.
Now,
the Dolphins.
Can I ask you, there's a little bit of talk around today, Reedy, about an injury to Latrell Mitchell.
Yes.
Listen to this house, man.
Chaotic.
Well, they're talking it down. They just said he had a bit of a groin strain. He left training with some ice on his groin, a bit like. But I will say this. Last week, they talked down Lachlan Ilias. Ilias didn't play at the weekend. So they're talking down Latrell at the moment. Obviously, a huge game on Thursday against Penrith. Massive game.
Yep. Yes.
And at the moment, they're saying Latrell should be right, but. As I said, he didn't finish training.
If he's out for a couple of weeks, that's a huge blow. He's a phenomenal player. You seen him the other night. It was like men against boys.
Well, the other issue they got is Cody Nikorima, who they bought to help out there. He's not available either at the moment.
Oh, isn't he?
No, I think he's injured. So
okay,
that'd be a real issue.
And
for
will
them.
Ilias be back?
Ilias should be back. They said it was probably only 1 week thing with the hamstring, so he should be back.
Now, Reedy, a lot of us found it really hard to believe last week that there's talk about Desi's future at Manly. And I know it's not his immediate future, but surely not.
Well, they didn't play great at the weekend, Maroon. And I think there's going to be some changes at that club. I don't think there's any doubt there'll be in this off-season some changes at that footy club. Now, Des has got a contract for another year. And I don't necessarily think it'll be the coach, but there's going to be some changes around Des. And then obviously Des has got one more year after that, and we'll have to see how we go. But I'm expecting some pretty significant changes at Manly in this off-season because I know they're not happy with the way they've gone this season, particularly towards the end of the year. There's obviously been some issues with the Pride jersey fiasco and the fallout from that. I think there's going to be some pressure on Des to make some changes in the off-season.
If I'm in, see, this is what the point I make here, Woodsy. If I'm a Manly fan, I love the Pride jersey and everything that it stands for.
Yep.
And I love the seven players that stood down. Mm. I respect every party in this. But I'm a bloke that's paid my ticketed membership to go and watch Manly play. I've bought my son a jumper. I've bought my daughter a jacket. I go there every other week and spend a fortune at the shop there. All I want to do is see my team win. I didn't buy into this at all. And it looks like it's going to play a big part.
Yeah, it sort of derailed their season because that was... That was the game against the Roosters. That was such a huge clash, and to lose, seven of those class players. But the other thing is, I thought Des handled that situation so well.
Yeah,
I
think we all did.
I don't think he should be under pressure. Like, and you, the other thing, there's been no Tom Trbojevic for most of this year.
Yes,
and they're still in and around the eight. Like that's your best player taken out of your side. Like you take Roosters out of. You take James Tedesco out of the Roosters.
Latrell out of South.
Latrell out of South. You know, Cleary at the moment out of Penrith. It makes a big difference when you lose your best player. So, look, there might be some changes, but surely there's no changes with Des. I don't think they should be moving him on.
Well, he had to make the top. I think we reported last in the paper on Thursday, he had to make the top eight to get an extension on his contract.
We're talking about
that was actually wrong. He needed to make the top six.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it was a really difficult task for him to get an upgrade.
I reckon if you have Tom Trbojevic there, they could have made the six. If he played the majority of the games.
Well, I'll get him back next year.
Yeah,
we'll see how they go.
Yeah.
Your man, Tommy.
All right, speaking about the top six, the top eight, the top four, call it what you want. It's only 3 or 4 weeks
can we
away.
Do top 10 at the moment?
Hey, what are you guys? Are you 10?
I think we're 11th.
11th, oh, damn it.
We did do the top 10 once, like 1998 or something, when all the teams came back together.
We should have like a 9v10 wild
card. Well,
they
tried that. The wild card round was going to be 6v10 and 7v8 or something. Yeah.
Give the rest
that
of
was
the
one
week
of
off.
Graham Annesley's babies to keep everyone interested.
Yeah, right.
Never really took off that one.
Well,
wild card round.
Yeah, well, maybe when we've got 18 teams, we can look at something else. But
that's not a bad idea.
But I think right now, 8 of 16, half the teams make the finals. That's probably a little bit over generous.
I reckon it's fair. I like it.
Do you? Because when I was a kid, it was top five.
Yeah, top five? Nah.
I know. You digressed.
More games at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Semi-finals.
I'm getting off the point. You're only thinking about clipping the invoice, sending the invoice.
Just ring Charlie up.
Now, guys, the Roosters have found form at the right end of the season. Tedesco played his 200th game last weekend, and he had an absolute blinder. But they're starting to look like the Roosters again. They're getting players back. Luke Keary's back, and Joey Manu, of course, has been playing well all year. How far can the Roosters go, given that they're not going to finish anywhere near the top four?
For me, I reckon they can win the comp.
From the not
they,
the top
they
four.
They can be that first
from
team that wins.
The bottom of the eight.
They can be the first team that wins from the bottom of the eight, I reckon. You look at the players. You mentioned Joey Manu, you mentioned Tedesco, but for me, Matt Lodge has been absolutely outstanding. And it's like he's gave Jared Waerahagaves a new lease on life. Those two, the way they started the game on the weekend was incredible. And then you've also got Siwa Takiaho to come back. Lindsay Collins, if he can come back with the head knocks as well. They love that power game, the Roosters. And the platform that those middles lay for the likes of, like we said, Manu, you know, Kiri's starting to find some really good form. And even someone like Sam Verrills, the footy he's been playing lately. And he's obviously moving to the Gold Coast Titans next year. He wants to get out on a high. I give them a red-hot crack of winning the comp from outside that four.
Okay, but the thing is, Reedy, they got, I think, the Tigers this week, but then they got Melbourne and South. So they got two big games before we even get to the finals.
I don't think that'll bother them one single bit.
You think they can win the grand final?
I think they can win the grand final.
He didn't mention Suwali, too.
Yeah, Suwali. Yeah, good. Yeah. I don't think they can win it. No. Not from the bottom of the eight. You've got to win four games in a row, Woodsy, to win the grand final. Four in a row. Against the best 10 teams in the competition. It's too hard. Can't be done.
I reckon.
Can't be done.
We'll see. We'll see when it comes to grand final
impossible.
Time.
Yeah. See, somebody's probably got to do, someone's got to do your favour and eliminate Penrith before you get to the grand final. Somehow, if someone could do that, I think that opens it right up. Let's say Penrith go out in the back
door. I'd love to see week one of semi-finals, 1v4. I'd love to see Penrith versus Melbourne.
Could happen.
I reckon Melbourne could give them a red hot crack.
I'd say the other issue for them, right? So just say they win in week one.
Yep.
Probably in week two, they're going to have to travel to Townsville or travel to Penrith or travel to Melbourne to play.
Yeah.
Then week three, they have to travel to one of those places again.
Yeah.
You've got to play away.
Yeah.
You know, heaving atmospheres, people giving it to you.
A lot of the times you thrive off that. Remember when the Cowboys did that when they come from eight? Mm. They obviously didn't win their grand final that year, but each game that got bigger and more atmosphere, the better they played.
Yeah, maybe.
A lot of experience there too. I think that's
some big name players there.
Massive.
And I love Joe Suwali.
And they love to be a side that proves everyone wrong.
Mate, Joe, how good is Joe Suwali?
Oh, he should be playing for Australia in a couple of months' time.
So good. Yeah, they are playing good footy.
Gentlemen,
you'd love that, wouldn't you, Marina? Roosters.
I can't wait to see
you
give it to the.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I couldn't think of. I would rather you marry my sister than the Roosters won the grand final. I would rather you marry my sister.
Rooster South would be a good grand final, wouldn't it?
Oh, but I tell you what, imagine living where I live and you're lost.
I wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch it. Well, let me tell you something, Woodsy. You'd have nothing else to do, so you may as well watch it. That's been the Monday Scrum. Thank you, Woodsy.
Pleasure, Maroon.
Reedy, we'll read all about it. Mr. Peabody, and on behalf of everybody, Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.